بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم و عرض سلام خدمت همگی. من صحبتمو به انگلیسی میکنم ولی قسمت هایی که لازم باشه فارسی ترجمه میکنم براتون. مهمانی داریم که فارسی زبان نیستن، 100% همتون متوجه میشید. We have Pastor Kim Jong with us. We are very privileged that you chose to break your fast with us as well. We are honored for your presence. And is it okay that if you do the introduction and the prayer for meals all together at the same time? قبل از اینکه افطار رو شروع بکنیم، ایشون قرار شده که یک دعایی بخونن، دعای در مورد قبل از شروع افطار، که بعدش برای نماز میریم و بعد کسانی که میخوان افطار بکنن و نماز بخونن دیگه. عرض به حضورتون که من صحبتی که اینجا براتون آماده کردم از دید مدیریتی از management look at the month of Ramadan. Perhaps it's a different look, and because of my major, somebody said that specialists, when they look at anything, they look at it from their perspective only. So when a doctor sees you and asks you how you are, this is a little bit different from a relative asking you how you are. An internal doctor imagines your internal parts when he or she is talking to you. An eye doctor immediately looks at your eyes and your glasses. A foot doctor is going to look at your shoes and find out exactly. And this is, I think, is normal. It's kind of expected. And my major being in management and leadership, I try to analyze everything based on the management point of view. And I think Ramadan, in addition to the fact that we don't eat or drink or smoke for the entire day, it should have other benefits as well. And the biggest benefit, I learned it from my late grandmother. And my grandmother, peace be upon her, she used to say that you have to have some benefits for the community. If you don't have any benefits for community, you might as well fast for 100 years. They will not get anything out of your fasting or your prayers. So you have to be active and you have to do something. And since I teach at ICCNC Islamic Center in Oakland, and I work with a lot of kids, one of the kids came to me about 5-6 years ago, and she said, and she was maybe 12 years old, and she said that I have a question. I said yes, and she said, if I fast and don't eat, how will it help the poor people? And that was the first time that I was asked this question, because of course when we were young we didn't have the chance to ask this kind of questions, and it wouldn't be dealt with favorably if we did. So we always thought that, you know, you need to finish your food because people are hungry in Africa. And another student asked me, he said, well, whether I finish my food or don't finish my food, people in Africa will not get it anyway. So what is this thing that you are telling me? And so people are asking, especially the kids, younger generation, are asking a lot of tough questions that maybe we haven't even thought about it. And we are kind of annoyed. So when I thought about it, and she said that if I fast, how will it help the poor people? I found out that she's correct. It will not. It doesn't. Poor people really don't care how much you eat or don't eat. As long as you don't give them anything, it will not be beneficial to them. Now, if you don't eat but give that food that you haven't eaten to them, then there is a point. But if you just restrain from eating, it will not benefit them. So I was prompted to come up with this talk for tonight. And the main message that I like to deliver, in addition to a bunch of other things that I will discuss, and hopefully the collaboration that we will have for the community around us to do something for them, the main message is that the whole world is designed based on your deserve, not your needs. Life does not respond to your needs. Life responds to your deserve. دنیا نسبت به احتیاجات شما بی‌توجهه. نسبت به استحقاق‌های شماست که توجه می‌کنه. ما این دو تا لغت رو تو فارسی عین هم دیگه به کار می‌بریم. گداها تو ایران می‌گفتن که به من مستحق کمک کنید. مستحق کسیه که همونجا که پول نداره داره MBAشو می‌گیره، شب داره میره دانشگاه و داره مدرک بالاترشو می‌گیره. تو مستحق نیستی، محتاجی. If you don't have a blanket and it's cold out there, you are a needy person. You are not a deserving person. You need a blanket and I will help you. That's perfectly fine. But don't call yourself deserving. Deserve means that you do something in the process. And for good Muslims, we need to be deserving and we need to present our deserves to God, to the universe, to the world, not our needs. Everybody needs a lot of things. Everybody is in need. And unfortunately, we think because we need, God will give. That is not true. That is not something that anybody promised in any religion. God will not give you because you need. God will give you because you deserve. And in order to deserve, you have to do a bunch of things. So that's the whole message of my talk. I find that interesting, so I thought maybe I will discuss it with you one more time so I can hear it myself. A little history about Ramadan. Ramadan is the ninth month of the Islamic calendar. The month that Holy Book of Quran was revealed to our Prophet, peace be upon him. We have several nights that are called Night of Power or Night of Qadr, Night of Value. Qadr has several meanings. It has been translated into power, into value, arzesh, or qadr. And because of that, we need to be deserving. And if you really want to see the value of Shab-e Qadr, you need to be deserving. You need to be doing something in order to deserve. And then fasting became obligatory for Muslims for 29 or 30 days every year. I have this little story. One of our members had passed out a couple of years ago at ICCNC in Oakland. And they called the ambulance and they came, and it was during the month of Ramadan. And somebody was trying to explain to the ambulance attendant that this person was fasting. And he said that, well, the man is fasting. And said, well, and what do you do? He said, well, we don't eat and drink. And the ambulance attendant said, well, for how long? And he said, for 1 month. And he panicked. And all of a sudden, he went to this walkie-talkie. He said, well, the man hasn't eaten for 1 month. And he's going to die right now, so we need to send a helicopter or what have you. And he said, no, it's only, you know, from sunshine to sunset. It's not for, we do it for 1 month, but we don't fast for 1 month. So anyway, it was made mandatory for all Muslims to do that. And then the last day of Ramadan is Eid al-Fitr, which is a celebration. And we celebrate, hopefully, our accomplishments. I don't think you should celebrate the fact that you didn't eat anything. That doesn't call for celebration. That calls for perhaps maybe a big feast. And a lot of people do that. And some people, unfortunately, they gain weight after the month of Ramadan. And Dr. Shariati, Khuda biamurzadesh, میگفتش که این چه ماه روزه‌ایه که تمام کمبود ویتامینا تو این ماه جبران میشه. شما توجه بکنید که ما یک عمر 11 ماه دیگر رو ما بدنمون کمبود زولبیابامیه نداره، ولی این ماه یه دفعه هممون عوض خورما و زولبیابامیه میکنیم. This is not the fact that you are fasting or doing praying, it doesn't call for celebration. But the fact that you are deserving, it calls for celebration. And Eid al-Fitr, everybody celebrates together, which is a big festivity, and perhaps we need to value it a lot, meaning that we need to participate in places that they have prayer and participate in all those things, and as much as possible, and take the day off from our work if we can. When my kids were younger, I would ask them not to go to school. Of course, they were very happy for not going to school. But the main purpose was, and the schools would allow that. And this is the good part. Despite of all the issues happening around us, we still live in a country that allow those kind of things. So you can say this is a religious holiday and you can refrain from going to school. So end of the month, end of the month of Ramadan, hopefully we have something that we can celebrate other than the fact that we then eat or drink. From management point of view, the month should be effective. Effectiveness is one of the most important things. And there are two words that are they come almost at the same time or next to each other. One is effectiveness, the other one is efficiency. And can somebody tell me what is effectiveness, what is efficiency? This is easy, this is not difficult. You haven't got to the difficult part yet. Effectiveness efficiency is getting the most out of it. Efficiency is using the least amount of resources. And in month of Ramadan, we do that. We are very efficient, right? We're supposed to be efficient. Some people surprise me when I see them at iftar. They really make up for everything that they have lost plus. But effectiveness is doing the right thing, and efficiency is doing the thing right. So efficiency is using the least amount of resources. Effectiveness is actually doing something that will benefit something. And that's why benefit someone. And that's why I say in month of Ramadan, we need to be beneficial to the other members of the community, hopefully. It has to be practical. And it is very practical month in my opinion. And if we do it correctly, and if we fast and we don't drink or we don't smoke, and at the same time, we keep our attitude positive, and we don't yell at people when they come, they ask the same question twice. And today I was coming with my brother, Brother Muhammad, and somebody asked him somebody asked him a very, very simple and basic question that if I were asked, I would definitely get upset and yell at that person. But he was very cool and calm, and he started explaining things like this is the first time that he's being asked. So if he doesn't impact our attitude adversely, then we are being practical and effective. And systems thinking is that we have to consider all the components within the month of Ramadan. So it's very important that we don't think that it is only not eating and drinking and not smoking. That is not the only part. We have to have some benefits for the community as well. I work with kids, I mentioned that to you, and I noticed that majority of the adults, when they want to describe a good person, they always start, and I bet you dollar to donuts, if I start doing it over here, I will get the same result. They always start, a good person is a person who doesn't lie, who doesn't cheat, who doesn't trick, who doesn't gossip. This is the good characteristics of a good person. I can tell you, trees don't lie, don't gossip, don't cheat either. But they are not good people. We do not have a good definition for a good person because it makes us obligated to do something. So a good person has to do something for the community. The fact that I don't lie makes me neutral. Doesn't make me good, makes me neutral. If I do something for the community, then I'm good. And at the Farsi school, the Persian school that we have in Oakland, and I've been doing it for more than two decades, every semester, or once a year, we ask all the kids. We train them, we give them gloves, we give them plastic bags, and we go and we clean the street around the center. And the reason for that is that because our school is in Oakland, so we have to feel some responsibility to Oakland. And one time, one of my students said that, why do we have to clean Oakland? I don't even live here. And that was at the group prayer. And I said that, well, because our school is here. And he said that, I'm not going to clean. I said, I will give you 2 bags. And he said, I'm going to tell my father on you. I said, well, your father will get a bag as well. And the father was sitting over there. And then later on, he came and talked to me. He said, well, I couldn't have talked to my son like that. I'm glad that you were here and you did that. I am coming. I'm going to get a bag and he's going to come and clean. Now, starts in that age. And as a result of me, when I was a kid, didn't do anything for the community. When I grow up, I don't really expect my kids to do it either. And somehow, I transfer that ideology to my kids. So when kids tell you that you're not going to do it, that's not the kid talking. That's the parent talking from the kid's mouth. Kids don't know that. Parents tell them that, hey, this is not our responsibility. Somebody else is putting the garbage and you want to clean up? What kind of logic is that? But this is precisely what our religion has said. This is precisely what we need to be doing. Especially if we claim that we know Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and etc. Those are the things that we should be doing for the community. So the community will get the benefit. And that's one of the things that you have to consider everything in the month of Ramadan, not only not fasting and not drinking, systemic and systematic, do it in order, be conclusive, have a holistic look and do it in order. And it's very important. And we have some proverbs in Farsi that چراغی که به خانه حرام از مسجد حلال است فلان این صحبت ها. I think you should help. You should do whatever you can. And sometimes people say, well, why do we have to do this? And I remember one time, about 7-8 years ago, I was giving a talk. The time that the layout was the other way, so I was sitting over there and the chairs were laid out differently. And I talked about this kind of stuff, and somebody told me that, may I ask you a question? I said, yes, please. And she said, I have a friend of mine who goes and gets the stranded dogs from Iran and brings them over here and cures them and gives them to shelter. Is that a good deed? Now, like I was Ayatollah, so I could say yes or no. And before I answer, somebody else from the other side of the room said, well, instead of stranded dogs, why doesn't she take care of the orphan children? And I knew it was coming because we always want to correct a person. Don't do this, do this, because this is my liking. So I immediately jumped at the other person, the second person. I said, well, ma'am, orphan child will be your responsibility. If she thinks dogs are important, let her do it. It's none of my business how you want to serve, as long as you serve. It's nobody's business how you serve, as long as you serve. So if somebody feels that dogs are important, more power to them. If somebody feels that orphans, more power to them. As long as we do something. But unfortunately, we don't do enough in an organized fashion. All of us are good people. Good heart, we donate generously. We have a section that we will give to the mosque or Islamic center or what have you, but we don't do it in an organized fashion. We still don't have an organized Muslim group that does something of value. Very few. Now, I'm glad that at ICCNC in Oakland, we did a project last year, and I will show it to you over here, and we bought 1,000 sleeping bags. And the center, the Bunyat, this center, this very center, helped out as well. The other mosque, Masjid Saba in San Jose helped. Imamiyya in Sacramento helped. But we purchased 1,000 sleeping bags and we gave them to homeless in San Jose area. 1,000 of them. Actually, 1,150 sleeping bags. That was perhaps the only group work that Muslims have done, in my recollection. Group work. And it is very important that we do that. Now, there are several things, and tonight I will perhaps have a chance to maybe discuss two of them. One is the philosophy, that what is your philosophy? What is the glasses or lenses that you have on? What do you see in month of Ramadan? What is it that you see as your obligation as a human being? Why do you think God created us? That's a philosophy. And a person who takes care of his family only, that his philosophy dictates that. The person who forgets his family and goes and takes care of people in Africa, that's because of the philosophy they do. And I'm not saying which one is right, which one is wrong. But then you cannot philosophize for the rest of your life. You need to put it in action. And action is process. The second P is process. So you need to put it in action, which is the community. And process really means that you are able to exhibit, you are able to demonstrate what Islam is talking about. We have enough negative news from the other side who have a wrong interpretation of Islam, and all we do is that, oh, those guys are not with us. They say Daesh, oh, is not with us. ISIS is not with us. This one killed, oh, is not with us. And then us not doing anything that we can really demonstrate what the true Islam is. I think non-Muslims have a right to be confused. What is it that you're calling true Islam? What is it? Show me. At least we can show the 1,000 sleeping bag is one of them. Now, we don't have enough examples of that, but at least we have a few examples. And tomorrow night at ICCNC in Oakland, in addition to serving iftar or meal after the prayer, they have decided this year that every Saturday they will pack 50 to 100 meals for the hungry in the area. And you cannot believe, we live in America and people live under the bridges. And there are a lot of tents. And we go and we give that food. 50 to 100 is not enough to scratch the surface, but is a very good start. And as a result of that, we came to the attention of Mayor of Oakland. And Mayor of Oakland came and visited us a few months ago, and again she is supposed to come in tomorrow night because we have interfaith activities, and maybe more than 200 people from other faiths, from Abrahamian faiths, come into mosque and they celebrate Ramadan together. Maybe about 200 people, 200, 300 people. So tonight we are very honored that you are here, but hopefully the other events that we will have more non-Muslims if we Muslims become attractive enough. Attractive means deserving. Attractive means that we do enough for the community that community says these people deserve a visit. And that's exactly what we will talk about, that process. And then the third P is people. Quran is perhaps maybe the only book. The Holy Quran is the only book which has started with the name of God and has ended with the name of people. Quran تنها کتاب دینیه که با اسم خداوند شروع شده بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم و با اسم مردم تموم شده ناس. یعنی این فاصله بین خدا و مردم چیزیه که ما باید پر بکنیم. And this is a gap that we need to fill, and whatever we do has to be at the service of people. At the service of people. They ask Albert Einstein. They said, what is the purpose of creation? Without hesitation, he said, to serve one another. To serve one another. That's the purpose of creation. And I personally think that if we grow and serve, if we become stronger and serve, then we can be of service most of the time. But if we don't grow, then our service will be very limited. Our service will be very limited. And then, of course, the performance metrics after the month is over. And what are the metrics to show that we were successful or we were not successful? What are the metrics? And if we don't have any metrics, then, of course, how do we gauge our success? Anything should have a metrics. هر چیزی باید یه واحدی داشته باشه که ما بتونیم اندازه بگیریم که موفقیتمون چقدر بوده. چون به قول دکتر شریعتی میگه بعضیا که بعد از ماه رمضان اضافه وزن پیدا میکنن، خب اون که متریکس خوبی نیست که ببینن که موفق بودن یا نه. غیر از اون که اضافه وزن پیدا کردن یا کم بوده وزن، کار دیگه ای هم کردیم یا نه. And the last one is problem solving, that we solve some of the problems of the people around us. PS stands for problem solving. So we have to be a good problem solver that we can help others. But the person says, well, with all these bills and problems that I have, I don't have any time to help anybody else. And this is precisely what the religion says. He says, if you want this monkey off your back, pay attention to the other people's problems. اگه میخواید مشکلات شما از بین بره، توجهتون رو منعطف بکنید به مشکلات دیگران. به اونا اگه کمک بکنید، مشکل خودتون رو میری کنار. اینا قوانین طبیعته، اینا چیزی نیست که من ساخته باشم. اینا قوانین طبیعته. تا زمانی که شما گرفتار مشکلات خودتون بمونید، مشکلات ادامه پیدا میکنه. به محض اینکه توجهتون رو منعطف بکنید به مشکلات بقیه که اطرافتون هستن، مشکلات خودتون میری کنار. مشکلات مالی داری، به بقیه کمک بکنی مشکلات مالیشون حل بشه. بقیه سوال دارن، میخوان خونه بخرن، شما میتونید کمکشون کنی، وقت بذارید، مشکلات خودتون حل میشه. So that makes you deserving. The whole idea of deserve that I'm so fascinated about this word. We most of the time present our needs to God and to the universe, and that doesn't do much. We have to present our deserves. Philosophy number one. Life responds to deserve, not to need. Life responds to deserve, not to need. And this is by my late mentor, Mr. Jim Rohn. God bless his soul. He passed away in 2009. Life responds to deserve, not needs. Second philosophy, the essence of life is growth and service. The essence of life is growth and service. Sometimes in some of my seminars, I ask people, financial seminars, why they are in business. And majority of people tell me that they are in business for profit. They are in business for money. And that is not the reason why you are in business. The reason you are in business is to take care of the problems of the customers, and then money will come. Money will come as a result of you rendering the service, but you are not in business for service. That is very shallow to think that you are in business for money. You are in business for service only. Money is like oxygen for your business. Oxygen is necessary for your living. Money is necessary for your business. But if somebody asks you, why are you alive? And you say to consume oxygen, you see, it's shallow. They will come and take you to a safe place. You are not alive to consume oxygen. But oxygen is definitely necessary for your living. Value orientation. Shab Qadr, the night of power, is precisely about the value that you bring in to the marketplace, to the community, to your neighborhood. So if you are thinking in terms of values and you are constantly asking, what is the value that I'm giving to the community? Then you have Shab Qadr. If you don't, you don't. And that's very simple. In my book, these are my ideas. You listen to me and listen to the other speakers and you make up your mind. I'm not saying this is written in stone. These are my interpretations. But value is the most important thing. And value is something that the customer is willing to pay for. And customer is people in the community. Customer is God. Customer is the universe. And if we are valuable, then become deserving. If you don't add any value, at work, the same way. Somebody says that we get paid for $20 an hour. That's not true. You don't get paid for an hour. If that were true, you could stay home and they will send a check to you. You get paid for the value that you put into the hour. It just happens that I get $10 an hour and you get $20 an hour because the marketplace says that you are more valuable. The same thing for religion. The people who are valuable are the ones who have benefited the community. به قول مادر بزرگ مرحوم من، بو و خاصیت دارن واسه جامعه. مادر بزرگم میگه بعضیا نه بو دارن نه خاصیت. It means that they are not beneficial to the community. So as a result, they are not deserving. They are not valuable. The verses that our brother recited from Quran, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةً خَيْرًا يَرَهُ. There's a story that somebody went to our prophet, and this is, by the way, I heard it last week from Dr. Elahi Qomshahi. And if you don't listen to Elahi Qomshahi, please do. This is one of the because مفاخر بزرگیه که هنوز زنده هستن و فعال هستن. And Dr. Elahi Qomshahi mentioned that somebody went to the prophet and asked, is it true that فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةً خَيْرًا يَرَهُ? So whatever a gram of good that I do, I will see the benefit of it. And the prophet, peace be upon him, said, yes, that's true. And the man asked, is it also true that whatever a gram of bad thing that I do, I get the consequences as well? So I get the reward and I get the consequence. So as پیغمبر پرسید که آیا درسته که من اگه یک گرم کار خوب بکنم نتیجهش رو میبینم، یک گرم کار بدم بکنم نتیجهش رو میبینم؟ پیغمبر میگن که بله درسته. و در پا میشه میره. دو تا سوال میپرسه پا میشه میره. اصحاب پیغمبر که اونجا بودن میگن عجب آدم بی بخاصیتی بود. این دو تا سوال پرسید و پاشو رفت. پیغمبر میگن نه این الان با این صحبتی که کرد مجتهد شد. این دو تا چیزی که یاد گرفت تمام راز زندگی رو فهمیدیم که همه چی حساب کتاب داره. So the guy asks this question, these two questions from prophet, and then he leaves. And the disciples around the prophet say, well, how come this person left after two questions? He should have stayed and learned more from the prophet. And prophet said, no, now he's a scholar. With these two questions, finding out and understanding there is a consequence for everything we do or we don't do. Nothing is neutral. Nothing is neutral. Everything we do or we don't do in this world is going to either get us closer or get us further away from our main goal. And Ramadan is the best opportunity to collect all those values. It's a limited time. You don't fast for a year. You fast only for a month, from sunrise to sunset. And it's very important that we can collect all the values which will last us the other 11 months of the year. Self-control or taqwa. There's another definition of self-discipline, self-control or taqwa. Taqwa is a big word in our religion, obviously. And then, again, Dr. Elahi Qomshahi says taqwa means that you put all your deeds on your head and go to the marketplace so people can see what you are made of. Dr. Elahi Qomshahi میگه تقوی یکی از معانی تقوی اینه که تمام اعمالتون رو شما بتونید بذارید روی سبد و بذارید روی سرتون و دور شهر بچرخید. و اگر این کارهایی که کردید مقبول بقیه باشه شما تقوا دارید، و اگر خودتون خجالت میکشید اینو نمایش بدید تقوا ندارید. ببینید چقدر ساده است. It's very simple. And I call it the YouTube principle. And YouTube principle simply means that if you don't want to be seen dancing on the table next day in YouTube, don't do it the night before. Some people say, well, he didn't ask my permission and put my picture on YouTube. Well, don't have a bad picture that you require permission to give. I think it's very transparent. It's becoming a very transparent world. Whatever we do, next day everybody knows. So we got to be very careful. And in a way, I think it's good. I don't think it's anything to be apprehended about. I think this is something very good, that we should be proud that our life is shown in YouTube. And if I have the internet over here, I can show you a 3-minute video for 1,000 sleeping bags that I'm very proud. And the rest of our life should be the same way, that we can be very proud if other people will see it. این چیزی که دکتر الهی قمشه‌ای میگن که شما بتونید اعمالتون بذارید روی سبد و بذارید روی سرتون و تو بازار راه برید و اینو نمایش بدید که اسمشو گذاشتن تقوا، یعنی شما نشون بدید چقدر پرهیزکار هستید، نشون بدید چقدر سلف کنترل دارید، نشون بدید چقدر سلف دیسیپلین دارید. دقیقاً ما هر روز بعد در موردش فکر بکنیم. اگر کسی فیلمی بگیره از ما داخل اتاقمون، آیا این فیلم طوری هستش که ما با افتخار بتونیم ازش دفاع بکنیم به جای اینکه توضیح بخوام بدیم؟ And the other law that comes from Bible, actually it comes from Aristotle and then Bible mentioned it, is a law of cause and effect. Whatever you do, and this is the same, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِسْخَالَ ذَرَةً خَيْرًا يَرَى, this is the same thing. But Christians use this thing in their personal daily life, and we put Quran on taqche so we can respect it when somebody dies or somebody gets married. That's the difference. We have the same thing. There's the same God. It comes from the same God, right? Actually, our prophet, Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said, Isa, or Jesus, as my brother. He referred to Jesus as his brother. So the same messenger, same God, same discipline, same teachings, same meaning, cause and effect. Whatever you do, you will get a result. And when my students ask this question, that what happens if I fast, how will it help the needy person? I really didn't have any answer for that. And then I said, well, the food that you don't eat because you are fasting, you have to give it to the needy person so he or she will benefit. There is another thing, another version of it, is law of sowing and reaping. And law of sowing and reaping is the same thing, that if you plant, you shall reap. God doesn't say, if you need, you shall reap. He says, if you plant, اگر بکاری میتونی درو بکنی. نه اگه احتیاج داشته باشی. خداوند هیچ جا نگفته که تو احتیاج داشته باشی هم تو قرمن میدم. هیچ جا نگفته. گفته اگر بکاری قرمن میتونی برداشت بکنی. If you plant, you shall reap. And plant means you deserve. Plant means you work. Plant means you are beneficial. Plant means you do something. The law is positive. This law of sowing and reaping is positive. این قانون مثبته. یعنی چی؟ یعنی که اگر من یک گرم کمک بکنم، یک دانه بکارم، خداوند اون ورشو که داره انجام میده یک درخت در میاد ازش. It multiplies. When I plant one seed, God will give me a tree. God doesn't give me one seed back. It multiplies. چند برابر میشه عمل خیر شما. Law is also negative. It means the other side of the coin is that if you don't plant, you don't eat. If you don't do a good job, there is no reward for you. Law is negative also. Law of attraction. Remember I said we should become more attractive? It means that we should have بو و خاصیت واسه جامعه. We should be benefiting the community. And then that makes us attractive. And attractive people attract others to themselves. Have you noticed all the smokers get together and smoke? They attract. That's a law. That's a law of universe. They attract other smokers to themselves. Good people attract other good people to themselves. Bad people attract bad people to themselves. I used to go to jail in San Francisco and lecture to the inmates. And some of the inmates knew each other from outside. So when they would come to the jail, it's all, yep, I know you. Somehow they attracted. من چند سال پیش میرفتم زندان سان فرانسیسکو و سخنرانی میکردم برای زندانیان و بعد فهمیدم که بعضی از زندانیان همدیگر اونجا وقتی میبینن تازه یادشون میفته که از بیرون اینا با همدیگه آشنا بودن، یعنی با همدیگه بانک زده بودن، مغازه زده بودن، کیف پوری کرده بودن و بعد دو مرتبه اونجا با همدیگه وصل میشن. یعنی این قانون جذابیت is a law. is not a man-made thing. It's a law that we discovered. And Ramadan is supposed to make us more attractive. And hopefully after this month, we all become very attractive. Because we have 30 days to practice to become attractive. And that's not very difficult. And good things will be attracted to us. And Dr. Shariati says the difference between man and human. And this is a good one. He says man is being when human is becoming. من یک بودنه ولیکن انسان بشر یک بودنه انسان شدنه ما میخوام انسان بشیم بعد بشیم ولی بشر بودنه بشر مثل درخته هم هست و بودن همچین چیز افتخار آمیزی نیست که من هستم من شدم من تکامل پیدا کردم چیزیه که آدم باید بتونه بهش افتخار بکنه. And as a result of going through this month, we will hopefully become better human beings. And the last thing over here I want to mention is the personality versus character. Personality is how people see us as from outside. Character is who we really are inside. In personality and character, دو تا لغتیه که هر دو شما شخصیت تو ایران تو فارسی ترجمه کردیم. ولی personality یعنی این که مردم شما رو چطور میبینن. Character اینه که شما خودتون واقعا چطوری هستی اگه زمانی که هیچکی اونجا دور برای شما نباشه. و اسلام و رمضان با character ما میخوان کار بکنن. And this is what religion is supposed to do. To make you a person of high character. But personality could be nice. But character is the most important thing when nobody is looking. Character is something that you are when nobody is looking. And the last part, the process, I want to encourage all of you to get involved and do something as a group. And perhaps this is a good place to do that. Bunyad Tawhid is one of the places that I have been coming and going for past 20 years or so, 20 plus years or so. And this is one of the best places that we can start do a project, especially in this month. Because we have three responsibilities as believers. If you are a believer, I'm not asking anybody to be a believer, but if you are, you have to study, practice, and teach. Study, practice, and teach. اگه ما افرادی هستیم که باور داریم به مذهبمون اول باید مذهب رو مطالعه بکنیم بعد باید پیادش بکنیم و بعد درسش بدیم. Study, practice and teach. This is another one from my late mentor Mr. Jim Rohn. He said he asked me actually 30 years ago when I met him, he asked me, how come you are not successful? I said, I really don't want to be very successful because I always want to think about the poor people. And he told me this. He said, Mr. McGarry, you cannot help the poor by being one of them. شما نمیتونی به فقرا کمک بکنید از زمانی که خودتون فقیر هستید. شما خودتون باید قوی باشید. Study, practice and teach. که بتونید کمک بکنید. ولی فراموش نباید بکنید که وظیفه شماست. And this is the formula, 70, 10, 10, and 10. He said every $1 that you have, you can only spend 70 cents of it. 10 cents should go to charity. 10 cents immediately should go to charity. And charity means Bunyad Tawhid. Charity means mosque. Charity means the hospital. Charity means the local park. Charity, 10%. 10% should go to active capital. You make an investment. And 10 cents goes to passive capital. You save. But 10 cents should go to charity. And we have the law in our religion. But I doubt very seriously that everybody is giving 10%. And somebody says, well, if I had $1 million, I would give $100,000 easily. Well, I'm not very sure. We better get you started when the amounts are small. If we teach our kids that out of a dollar, they have to give 10 cents, kids will give 10 cents out of a dollar to charity. When it becomes $100,000, that's a lot of money. I don't think if we don't train from early childhood, we can do that. And now, these people like Bill Gates and etc., obviously, in their childhood, they had the training that now they give 90% of their wealth away. And they just leave and go to Africa to help people with diseases and etc. Sincerity is not a good test of truth and is not a good substitute for action. Somebody says, well, he must be right because he's so sincere. That is not correct. اخلاص الزامن دلیل درست بودن طرف نیست. چون ما میتونیم خیلی مخلصانه اشتباه بکنیم و داریم این مثالشو، افرادی که واقعا باور دارن به یک مسئلهی که اشتباهه، داشتیم مثالاشو. Sincerity is not a test of truth because you can be sincerely wrong. Sincerity is only test of sincerity. Truth is a test of truth. فقط حقیقته که میتونه با حقیقت مقایسه بشه. لذا تو کامیونیتی، تو یه اجتماع، تو جامعه ما چه فعالیت هایی میتونیم بکنیم؟ تمیز کردن رو گفتم، بیمارستان میتونیم داوطلب بشیم، مریضای مسلمان ببینیم، بیمارستان استنفورد، بیمارستان کایزر، همه اینا دارن، مجانی هم هست، پول نمیگیرن. We can become a volunteer at the hospital. My brother works for Caltrans and he brought a bunch of information about buying the park bench and dedicate it from Munyad Tohid or in conjunction with Islamic Center and give a bench to the park. And they would put a plaque and says this bench has been dedicated from Munyad Tohid. And there are different cities that they have different prices, anywhere from $2,500 to $5,000. The cheapest one I found was $850 that we can do. If we get together, if you believe you have to do something, if you don't believe, you're not going to do anything. If you believe it is important to show our positive impact to the society, to the community, I think there are a lot of things that we can do. One of my students said, why don't we get hygiene kits for the homeless? We got these people who are homeless. They don't take shower. They don't take care of their hygiene. And there are hygiene kits that we can purchase from China for $1 or whatever and then give it to these people. So at least they don't get sicker than they are. That's a possibility also. And sleeping bag project that I would like to show the video. Do we have the password over here or we don't? There's one over here for free. There was one time I did that. This is open campus. Yeah, this is open. Okay. Let's watch this video for 3 minutes and then the pastor will give an introduction and question and answers, if there are any question and answers. And then we will do the prayer and we will do iftar, inshallah. Thank you. بر محمد و آل محمد صلوات. Any questions I may answer before I ask Pastor Ok Yeon Kim Jong come over here and say a few words? Are there any questions? سوالی چیزی هست خانم آقایون؟ قبل از اینکه خانم کیم جانگ بیان و یه معرفی بدن و دعاشون رو بخونن.
I would like to ask one question. Possibly.
Yes, please.
So, we know that we have 12 months in the year and maybe one can be wondered that why we should grow our values, emphasize on growing our values, specifically in the month of Ramadan, because all the days, all the months of the year are the same. Always I had this question, but kind of I know the answer, because this month we are supposed to think to ourselves, spend time with our spiritual side, and so which will make this progress more effectively. But the thing is, in this new era, the technology era, no matter we are in Ramadan or other month of the year, we are so busy with our daily life. And what do you suggest that we can kind of make it less colorful, our daily life and all the chores and all the activities that we have, that we can spend more time with our spiritual side, our mind?
Actually, I don't believe we are too busy. We are busyness, not business. Busyness. We are putting value in something that doesn't really deserve any value. As my mentor used to say, we major in minor things. And that's why it looks we are busy. We major in minor things, something that is irrelevant, something that is doesn't add any value. I am very busy myself, you know. I work in 19, 20 different places. I do 20 different things. However, when I feel that something is necessary, it is impossible for me to make a mistake and pick up somebody else's daughter instead of my daughter when I go to school to pick up my daughter. It doesn't matter how busy I am. My daughter is very important to me. My religion should be as important as my daughter. And if it's important, I will do it. If it's not important, then I can have all kinds of excuses that oh, we don't have any time to do it. It's a matter of priority. And I think service is a must. Service is a must. They ask us, God is asking us to plant. He says, don't bring me your needs. Bring me some seeds. He's asking us to work and serve and grow and become. And the same way that I have time for my gym and my body, I should have same time allocated for my mind and for my spirituality. If I'm a believer, the time is there. The day that I found out successful people had about 24 hours a day and unsuccessful people had about 24 hours a day, it drove me crazy. I say, is that the difference? So it's how we use our time. And personally, I think that there is enough time that we do it, if we do the priority.
Thank you.
من خواستم یه سوالی بکنم، نمیدونم سوالی یا کامنت. راجع به قانون لاو اترکشن صحبت میکردین، یه چیزی که خوب خیلی من بهش معتقد هستم و واقعا ممنون مرسی به این معتقدم. همطور که گفتین هر دستی بدی هر اون دست رو میگیری و من فکر کنم شاید الان راجع به لاو اترکشن ما یه برداشت دیگه ای داشتیم که ما با آدم های قرار میگیریم که مثلا شبیه خودمون هستن، ولی در حقیقت من به این معتقدم که این همونی که یه دونه بکاری سرتاش، یعنی واقعا با تمام وجودمش معتقدم،
و اینی که قانون اترکشن رو من با این صورت ببینم و با این صورت قبولش دارم، میخوام اینم آیا تفاوتی بین برداشت من با برداشت شما آسیایی میتونه یکی باشه؟
I will do it in English as well. دو تا قانونه. یکی قانون sowing and reaping، هرچی که میکاری درو میکنی، اگه نکاری هم درو نمیکنی، یه دونه میکاری 10 تا درو میکنی، بعضی وقتا یه کار خطا که میکنی 10 برابر نتیجهش رو میبینید. اون لایه که از همین دست که میدی، از همون که میگیری. Law of attraction is that when you become attractive, all the good things will be attracted to you. وقتی که شما خودتون رو جذاب میکنید، یعنی آدم خوبی میشیم، خدمتگزار میشیم، عرض به حضورتون منفعت، بو و خاصیت پیدا میکنیم برای جامعه، بعد چیزهای خوب به ما جذب میشه. The question is that her understanding was that the law of attraction is that if you do good, you will get the result immediately. That's a law of sowing and reaping, or maybe that's an offshoot of the same law. These are all the same, similar laws. That's an offshoot of the same law, that sowing and reaping means that when you plant, you shall reap. It is almost impossible that you plant cucumber and you reap peppers. Is almost impossible, right? When you plant, you shall reap. That's the law of sowing and reaping. Law of attraction is that you should work on yourself, become attractive enough, then all the good things will be attracted to you. Success, if this is the last thing, and then I will ask the pastor to come over here. Success, and if you want to write it down, this is a good one. You can write it down. I will give it to you free of charge. Ready? Success, I put index cards over there on the table. Can somebody pass the index card if anybody has pens, perhaps? Success is not something to pursue. Success is not something to pursue. Success is something you attract to yourself by the person you become. یادتون دکتر شریعتی گفتش فرق بشر با انسان اینه که بشر بودن و انسان شدنه. Success is not something you pursue. دنبال موفقیت نباید رفت. موفقیت اینه که دنبالش بری بگردی. Success is something you attract yourself. چیزیه که به خودتون جذب میکنید by the person you become. توسط انسانی که میشوید. یعنی هرچی ما بیشتر به انسانیت قدم بذاریم، بیشتر موفقیت طرف ما میاد. We don't have to go to Arkansas because the economy is better over there. We don't have to go to Belgium. Over here is fine if I become attractive enough.
I think because we're getting
yes.
close to iftar time, so we have to end the question and answer. But we would like to ask
Pastor.
Your pastor to.
Maybe want to pray over there. صلوات خط بکنید لطفاً. اللهم صل علی محمد محمد و آل محمد. خیلی متشکر از توجهتون. پاستر پلیز.
Does the prayer start 8:30?
Yeah, approximately.
Oh, okay. All right. Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Ogyeong Kim Jung, pastor of Campbell United Methodist Church. I am very honored to be here tonight. I had no idea what to expect, but I am so, I feel so blessed, and I feel so honored to be here. The invitation came, I think it was a Sunday afternoon from Mr. Taheri, and I am so glad I said yes. It was not difficult at all, actually, for me to say yes, because I have been in the past. I have been invited and attended something like this, breaking fast during the month of Ramadan at different places where I served. Actually, I relocated from Illinois to here last summer. It has not been a year yet. My daughter, married daughter, took away my grandson from me by relocating to California a year before. So after much prayers and struggling, I finally decided to relocate to here to be close to my grandson, who will be six on Monday. I had a lot in my mind to tell you, but that's about myself. And about my church, this is the United Methodist Church, one of the many United Methodist churches in the Bay Area. I followed a pastor who tried to have conversations and dialogues with other Islamic, the people of Islamic faith. So I am so glad that I have this opportunity, and this will open up new possibilities for new relationships between my church, Campbell United Methodist Church, and this group. So I am very grateful. So I would like to, in the future, if you allow me, I'd like to, I cannot promise I'll come every Friday, but I understand you've been here for 25 years and meeting on Fridays. So I'll try to make an effort once in a while to come and listen to great lectures. Thank you so much for the great lecture. I have learned something new about this spiritual practice of Ramadan. So I hope to share something about myself later in the future as I come and continue to come and then get to know you better. So let us pray. Gracious and loving God, how wonderful it is for your sons and daughters to come together and share your love with one another and serve one another and make a difference in the world. We are very grateful for the spiritual practices, spiritual disciplines you have given us to do, especially in this month of Ramadan. You invited us to grow deeper in our relationship with you and with one another and with the people in the world through this practice of spiritual discipline of Ramadan, fasting, all day from dawn to sunset. Now as we come together to break the fast, we ask for your blessings to be upon us. Help us, O God, not just practice this fasting, but actually grow deeper and wider in our love for you and for one another. Help us, O God, to see you in each other as we break fast and share this wonderful meal with one another. Give us enough strength to continue to journey with you and with our sisters and brothers this month of Ramadan. And as we continue our gathering and through prayers and fellowship, turn this place into your holy ground where your love and hospitality are found abundantly. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. We have a little thank you card for you on behalf of all these people that appreciate the fact that you came over here. من فراموشم کردم از آقای طاهری و خانم نشاط تشکر بکنم به خاطر اینکه رفته بودن با چرچ‌های مختلف صحبت کرده بودن و تونستیم که if you come over here please accept this. فکر می‌کنم که الان شما نماز آماده میشیم تو 5 دقیقه دیگه حضور چیزی بعد بگیریم واسه نماز آماده میشیم بعد کسایی که میخوان شروع بکنن افطارو میتونن شروع کنن دیگه.
First of all, thank you so much Mr. Mogari for a very nice talk, and also thank you so much Pastor. I'm gonna repeat your name, try to pronounce it. Yan Kim Jong. It was we were very honored that we had you here, and probably next time we should come and visit your church, and maybe your friends come here. That would be very nice. And also tonight, iftar has been sponsored by Dr. Musavifa, and we thank all the friends that cooperate to make these nights and iftars and everything. Your presence here, everything, helps us to have a nice time and have a great, great time here at Bonya. We will have prayer after this, and after prayer, we will start with iftar. Thank you so much.